Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
I don't know if it'll make any change, but I figure it's time for me to start playing ball.
Yeah. I told you once I got rid of him.
One other thing. I play, coach stays. He goes, I go.
Welcome to another edition of Bracket Update here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I am Jim Lenihan. Patrick Foster is off today, but I have with me Jason Goldwell. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
All right, some enthusiasm, Jason. Come on.
Let's go!
All right, there we go. And Bill Mulligan.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
All right. All right, glad to see you guys are up for this. Come on. There's nothing more exciting than our annual bracket challenge, I think. All right.
Agreed.
All right. This year it's 70s albums that listeners are voting on. A new matchup every day. We are into the second round. Today we are previewing the second round for Region C. But first we need to go back and recap the first round. So let's start off here with the first matchup in this region was Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, the number one seed, Marvin Gaye, up against Paul Simon, There Goes Rhymin' Simon. Wow. I will tell you guys, when we set the field for this, I was like, we have to have Paul Simon in this field. He's one of America's greatest songwriters. We have to get one of his albums in here. We squeezed him in at a number 16. He got trounced 99-8.
His reward for making the tournament, having to go up against Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll say this. If we are comparing this to basketball, I mean, Paul Simon, the equivalent of Spud Webb, and Spud Webb can just do it alone at the end of the day. So this is actually one where he actually may have needed art at the end of the day. You know, I love Paul too. For New York, we held our heads down, though it kind of felt like, and admittedly I'm a Yankee fan, but kind of felt like a lot after like a month into a Mets season. Yeah, you kind of knew after about an hour, this one was probably over.
Number two in this region, Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks, went up against Loretta Lynn, Coal Miner's Daughter. The final score there, another lopsided one, 75-15 in favor of Dylan.
The Minnesotian came out strong and put on a big win. And Loretta Lynn, I think, was really the country-ish album, or maybe the only country album
yes.
in here. But Bob Dylan proved to be no match.
And she's from a basketball state, Kentucky.
That's true.
But still, didn't work out for her. Okay. All right, number three, Joni Mitchell with Blue, going up against Al Green and Call Me. As Patrick noted, Blue versus Green. And Blue comes out on top, 62-34.
I mentioned last week that when I was listening to these albums before voting, having heard an album that I'd never heard before, I don't think I'd ever really heard Blue all the way through before. It's a stunning album. I mean, I wished I had listened to it 50 years ago.
Right now, there's a lot of Joni love, I think. She was just on the Grammys. That was a stunning performance. We'll see if this wave of Joni Mitchell support can carry her further. All right. Number four in this region, Neil Young, Harvest, against the Stooges and Funhouse. And Neil Young came out on top, 62-40.
I think a good win for Neil. There was definitely a lot of support on the Facebook group, at least, and also a good chunk of votes went to Iggy and the Stooges. But look, Neil Young's Harvest, I think, is definitely one of the classic albums of the 70s. I think it was going to be hard pressed to lose to an Iggy on this one, at least.
Okay, number five here, Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers, coming out really strong with 92 votes over Kraftwerk's Trans Europe Express with 22.
This is one I did the Bill Mulligan challenge. I had listened to Kraftwerk before, but not in a long time. I think it's a great album. That haven't been said. I was not voting against the Rolling Stones at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I think Harris King just couldn't create Facebook accounts fast enough to get Kraftwerk the support they would have needed to beat Rolling Stones.
You know, interesting, because this was a computer, a band known for sort of technology and computers and stuff. You think they could figure that out, but no. Jason, do I remember correctly? Didn't you pick Sticky Fingers to come out of this region?
Yes, Sticky Fingers is my pick to go to the final four out of this one.
And you said that before any votes were cast, and doing a quick scan here in this region, they had the second most votes. So that could happen. We'll see. All right.
It's a shot.
All right. Number six, The Clash debut album against Television's Marquee Moon, another great early punk album. Final score there was The Clash, 81 to Television, 53.
I'll say a good victory for The Clash. I think there was a lot of support going towards Television this time.
There was.
Clash had to get 81. I mean, admittedly, they only needed 54 to beat Television, but that haven't been said. They got 81 and a nice total for The Clash.
Sometimes you do everything right and you still lose. So,
yeah.
No shame in losing to The Clash.
Yeah, that was a pretty strong overall number of votes. Maybe the most, I don't know, I'm not that great at math. But maybe the most.
The most in that round, yeah.
In this round, yeah. Total votes cast, okay. All right, number seven, The Who, Quadrophenia, against number 10, Talking Heads, Fear of Music. And Quadrophenia wins 72 to 49.
Again, I think another nice win for The Who. Talking Heads was my pick. That having been said, look, you can't argue against Quadrophenia. It's just a great album at the end of the day. It's a good win.
Now, Jason, isn't Quadrophenia another Fish favorite?
Yes. This was the second time I reached out to Kevin Bartlett and said I started questioning my Fish fandom at the end of the day, because I'm voting against all the albums that they covered up until this point. Look, I love that Talking Heads album. That Talking Heads are probably my favorite band of the late 70s, early 80s. So I was not voting against the Talking Heads.
Yeah, I am neither surprised nor disappointed that Quadrophenia won, although I did expect it to be a little bit closer, but there it is.
Yep. All right, then rounding out the first round here, Black Sabbath, Paranoid, just edging out Sly and the Family Stone, There's a Riot Going On, 52 to 48, very close.
Well, this was the first one where I think we really had drama in the tournament. This was a pretty close one, as you said, but Black Sabbath prevails. Iron Man going on strong into the next round.
If I'm not mistaken, this was the closest matchup of the entire first round.
I think you're right.
The four vote difference.
Yep, absolutely. Both beloved albums, I think. And also, in this particular region, Region C, there were no upsets. 1 through 8, all right. Advance. All right, so let's get into the second round. Let's start here with let's go backwards on this one. We'll start here with number five, Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers will face number four, Neil Young, Harvest.
I'll give you a general theme of this second round, because this is, I think, one of the more interesting brackets because of how it ended up. You got quiet versus loud at the end of the day with all these matchups for the most part. But I think for the entirety of the bracket at the end of the day. So the issue is going to be, is the quiet album going to beat the loud album, or is the loud album going to basically blow the quiet album away? On this one, Gotta go with Sticky Fingers on this.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the number three album, Joni Mitchell Blue, will go up against the number six, The Clash.
I think the Joni love that you were talking about, Jim, carries over in this one. I'm going with Joni to defeat The Clash. And I know there are a lot of Clash fans, but I do think Joni is going to get by into the next round.
I think I'm going with The Clash in this one. People have short memories.
All right. Number two is Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks, and that album will face Quadrophenia.
I know that there are a ton of Hill Who fans in this group. I'm a big Dylan file. So I'm hoping that Bob Dylan makes it rain buckets and manages to pull off the victory against the Who. I'll be that day probably in the fetal position as the votes come in.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry. I think the Who's going to do well in the next round. So, I mean, in bracket D.
We have another Who album coming up. That's right. Okay, and I want to round this one out here with the number one, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, will face Black Sabbath, Paranoid.
I think it's Marvin.
Yeah, and I will tell anyone who might be thinking of voting for Black Sabbath that you should be prepared for Mike Wagner to show up on your doorstep and politely but firmly explain to you why your vote is mistaken.
Absolutely. But Mike Coley might come at you with a crucifix that fell off the wall.
That's true. You got to pick your mics.
That's right. All right. Okay. Let's get out of here. We will, in a few days, we'll talk about the second round of Region D. All right. Get out there and vote. Go to our Facebook page at Suburbs Pod. Vote every day on these matchups. It's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy it. Takes you just a moment. That's all. Don't cost nothing. Let's see here. On behalf of Patrick Foster and on behalf of Shadow, we thank you for listening. Thank you, Jason and Bill. And we'll talk to you all later. You guys know that Art Garfunkel is an expert free throw shooter.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
This is true.
See?
When he was a kid, he had mono and he had to be held out of school for some extended period of time. And all he did to fill his days, because he couldn't interact with other kids, all he did was shoot free throws. And he became so good at it that he just, you know, he kept this skill throughout his life. He was an expert free throw shooter.